It's the beginning of the olive harvest in the Palestinian West Bank. It's a time when clashes between Jewish settlers and Palestinians often occur. This olive harvest season has been no exception. There have been several reports in recent days of Israeli settlers attacking Palestinian farmers. Israel has sent members of its security forces to try to deal with the problem. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called on the Israeli authorities to do more. Linda Gradstein sent us this report from the northern West Bank.
Nahla Mahmoud tries to calm her crying toddler as her three older children eat lunch sitting on the floor of the kitchen. Her house is the last one in the Palestinian village of Asira al-Qibaliya and the closest to the Jewish settlement of Yitzhar. Last month, she says, several dozen settlers from Yitzhar came to her house, cut the water mains, smashed the solar panels on her roof, uprooted trees, and painted black Jewish stars on the side of her house. She captured it all with a small video camera the Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem gave her. Even the gunshots the settlers fired in the village that wounded several Palestinians. Mahmoud says she doubts any of the settlers will be prosecuted for what they did. She says they come into the village almost every week, damaging property and threatening the Palestinians. It's all part of a campaign, she says, to take her land and make her leave.
That's why they painted Jewish stars on my house. They want this land to become part of the settlement. They don't believe this is our land and our homes. We have this land registered with the government from the time of our grandfathers, but they want to take it away from us.
Prime Minister Ehud Olmert had harsh words for the incident, calling it a pogrom. In a recent interview, the Israeli military officer responsible for the West Bank said he's worried about growing extremism among some of the Jewish settlers. He said the number of extremist settlers has risen from a few dozen to a few hundred, and they're making it harder for the army to maintain law and order. The number of reported incidents of settler harassment of Palestinians is also up dramatically, with more than 400 reported incidents this year. The settlement of Yitzhar in the hills above Nablus is known as one of the most extremist settlements. Residents here don't deny the recent attack on Asira al-Qibaliya, but they say the Palestinians deserved it. On the day of the incident, a 16-year-old Palestinian from the village entered the settlement and set fire to one of the homes. He then stabbed a 9-year-old boy several times in the back before fleeing back to the village. An Israeli army spokesman said the Palestinian was shot and killed the following week when he headed toward the settlement a second time carrying a knife and a firebomb. The spokesman also said the two settlers who opened fire were detained for questioning. Orit Ben Shlomo, whose house was almost completely destroyed by the fire, says it's only the latest aggression by the Palestinians. Like everyone else here, she calls them Arabs, since she doesn't believe there are Palestinians who have a rightful claim to a Palestinian state.
The Arabs kill us. People are being killed here in the way home. People have been shot on the road. The Arabs go here so freely. They don't afraid of us.
Some settlers in Yitzhar, like Orit's neighbor Avi Bar Yaakov, want that to change. He won't say if he personally has been involved in any of the incursions into the nearby village, but he says they are completely justified. And he says soon the Palestinians will no longer be a problem.
They will not be my neighbors if I will do what I have to do.
What would you do?
Take them back to their lands, not here.
You would expel them?
Yes, of course. This is what the Torah said. We don't want them here.
Ben Yaakov's wife Rivka says there's nothing wrong with the attacks on the nearby Palestinian villages.
It's a natural result. And also a healthy one, when you feel someone's doing bad to you without a reason. First thing is you get angry before you know what to do and who to turn to and what to do about the situation. You have to feel the anger in you. You have to feel something's very wrong here, something's not right.
Ben Yaakov is also critical of the Israeli army, saying the soldiers have not done enough to stop attacks on the settlers.
They are our enemy. For us, it's betrayed.
Settlers say that the pullout from Gaza in 2005 destroyed their faith in the army and in the government. And recent statements by outgoing Prime Minister Ehud Olmert have intensified these feelings. Olmert told Israel's largest circulation daily that the only way to achieve peace with the Palestinians is by an almost complete withdrawal from the West Bank and East Jerusalem. And Yitzhar, which is near the West Bank city of Nablus, would be among the first to go. I'm Linda Gradstein in Yitzhar in the West Bank.